Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland, and the program is called Shedding Shackles. Indeed, that's what we want to do, is shed the shackles of the past. People are shackled by unhappy memories, bitterness, resentments, unfinished business, and not to mention other things like drugs and alcohol and marijuana. Many people are shackled by addictions. Addictions to substances, addictions to video games, all manner of addictions, which are a form of slavery, are they not? So isn't it strange that we, living here in the United States, or perhaps Canada, or Western Europe, or somewhere that's, you know, a nice place to live, how strange it is that we should be, that we should not be free. And I postulate that if you're like most people, you're not free. Free is like when you were a little child. Do you remember before you were slapped around and put down and teased and pressured by academic pressure and peer pressure and sports pressure and performance pressure and homework pressure and grade pressure? And before you were pressured by the unhappiness of your home, your parents fighting or divorcing, pressured by cruelty on the school ground, tease, and so on. Once upon a time before that, you were free. You got up in the morning happy and carefree, leapt from bed and ran barefoot over the carpet, looking forward to a day of adventure and discovery. It was beautiful. To be free. Maybe you can remember. There was perhaps a spell, a short period of time when, after graduating from high school, perhaps when you went off to college, or perhaps you just graduated, you got out of high school and you went to work somewhere, you got a job, and maybe you went to live by yourself for a while in an apartment somewhere. You were free. You could breathe the fresh air and not have people constantly giving you a hard time. You see, wasn't that nice? Well, that's the way life is supposed to be, free. But everywhere in the world you look, people are in chains. Okay, so if you live in North Korea or communist China or some awful place where they have communism or some other ism, it's hard to be free. Okay, but if you're living in the United States or in Canada or in Western Europe or somewhere like that, you should be free, so something is wrong. That's my point, something is wrong. You are shackled. So this program is about shedding shackles, getting rid of the shackles, getting rid of the chains that are binding you. So let's start with that, shall we? How do you become free? See, it's an inside job, isn't it? Take a look. Take a look and see what really is binding you. What is it? Isn't it your thoughts, negative memories, negative emotions like resentment, anger, hostility? Aren't those really the main thing that's binding you? It is. And what are those unhappy memories tied to? They're tied to unhappy emotions. And what are those emotions? Like I said, resentment, anger, hostility. See? Well, okay, so there's a simple mathematics here. Suppose you were able to get rid of the hostility, rid of the anger, rid of the resentment. Suppose there was no more anger, no more resentment, no more hostility in you. Let's suppose that that was possible. Remember when you, once upon a time, when you were a little tiny child, before you were traumatized, remember? You had no resentment in you, no anger in you, no hostility in you, no rage in you. You hadn't yet been teased and been treated cruelly and confused and so on. Well, wasn't that nice? Okay, so you were free. So I say that if you want to become free, then that's where you have to start working. Now, how do you get rid of those things? How do you get rid of anger and resentment, hostility and judgment? See, I forgot to mention judgment. A lot of people, especially the ones that walk around and act oh so nice and oh so helpful, see, they're the ones that underneath are filled with judgment. They're judging people, judging her husband, judging other people, filled with judgment, can't stop judging. See, it's an addiction and it's an enslavement. So how do you become free? That's my question. How do you become free? See, I know the answer, but I want you to think about it so that you might see that you don't, that you sort of know, but you're avoiding it. See, there is a way of becoming free. But you avoid it. Okay, now how do you become free? What you do is you have to refind your spiritual roots. Okay? And a possible way of avoiding finding your spiritual roots is to spend a lot of time studying religion, going to religious services, talking about religion, singing nice songs. See, but you're just reflecting off of other people's opinion. But real religion is a relationship between a soul and its maker. So now, are we getting closer now? You have to find your maker. Not just pretend to find him. Not just talk about him. You have to know him. See, a lot of people know about God, but they don't know God. So how are you going to find him? Well, you have to seek for him. Remember Christ said, seek and you will find? Okay, but now a lot of people never will find him. I'm sorry, I know this is a hard teaching, but a lot of people never will. And you can't tell by looking at people who will find God and who won't. You can't tell. You know, we all kind of look the same. But some people are destined to find him and some aren't. And it has something to do with inside, whether they begin to yearn for him, yearn for truth, yearn for innocence, yearn for something that's missing in their life. It's a spirit of yearning. Okay? And those people will then begin to seek for him. Okay? And when they do, well, then he will answer and they will find him. But you find him within, not out in the world. You find him within. Then he's the answer. See, he's what's missing in your life. He is what's missing. Okay? Because if he were in your life, see, if God were in your life, if you had a rapport with your Creator, if you had a bond with your Creator, if you were close to your Creator, then so many good things would happen. It's impossible to say how many, all the good things that would happen. But for sure, you would begin to see things the way they really are. See, all it takes is a little bit. It doesn't take much to get started. All it takes is a little bit, and one little bit would be to begin to give up resentment. Begin to give up resentment. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, you have to begin to see, as you draw closer to God's light, then in his light you begin to see that there's something wrong with resentment. You always thought you had a right to resent everybody. You had a right to hate them underneath. See, but all that does is support an ego life separate from God. See, the love of the world, the approval of other people, their support, their reassurance, the reassurance of drugs and food and your thoughts that always tell you what you want to hear, all of those support you. But support, what do they support? They support a life apart from God. And your anger supports you also apart from God. And your resentment supports you. So all of those create a life apart from God and sustain it. But you have to begin to let go of those. Christ said to lay down the earthly life and pick up the spiritual life. Hey, well, to do that, you need the help of God, but it begins with a little change of heart, a little change of attitude, where you're willing to, if there's something about yourself that you're not doing quite right, if like you're resenting your husband or your wife or impatient with your kids, if you're willing to see it and not duck and not try to cover it up and not make excuses. See, your excuses also support you in your life apart from God. See, you do a lot of dumb things, a lot of foolish things, a lot of wrong things, and you make excuses for them. Well, what is excuse but a denial of truth, denying God his moment, you see. So you have to start giving all of those things up, but you can only do it with a new attachment. See, the Buddhists and so on, well, they're right about becoming detached from the world. They're right about that. But see, you can't just become detached without attaching to something else. Now, most people keep attaching to something on the outside, which also supports them apart from God. You know, they divorce one guy and then marry another guy. Or they let go of one boyfriend and get another boyfriend. Or they give up cigarettes and they start drinking. And then they give up drinking and they take up religion. And then they give up religion and they take up health food. You see what I mean? They're always taking something else up. But they attach to something else. But what you have to do is attach to God. Now, a nice start might simply be seeing that what I'm saying is true and realizing there's something missing in your life and searching a little bit. And perhaps beginning by letting go of resentment of other people. Because, see, they're lost too. You're lost, aren't you? Well, so are they, so don't hate them anymore. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There's a beautiful passage in the Bible. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Is that not beautiful? Wouldn't it be nice to know the peace of God, the peace from God? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Well, it's possible, you know. What is it now that keeps you from the peace of God? Well, I talked about such things before the break, and I said that it was anger, was resentment, hostility, okay, unhappy memories. But what sustains the unhappy memories? What sustains those? Well, the glue that sustains them is actually resentment. And so again, you have to give that up. There's a lot of other things that you'll need to give up. But first, you must find the attachment. Remember, I said that detachment from the world, that's not a bad idea. But you can't just detach from the world without something else to attach to. And what you need to attach to is actually your Creator. Now, how do you find your Creator? Well, you know your Creator. God is a spirit. so you have to find him in the spirit. And a good way to start is to become still. See, God lives in the timeless dimension. He lives in, you could call it stillness. Okay? And from the stillness, from the timeless dimension, came forth time and movement and energy and matter and space. Okay? But you have to find him, not in movement and not in matter and not in space, but in stillness. So perhaps you could learn to become still. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's what the meditation is for, a little meditation that I always talk about. You learn to go in a room and sit in a chair and experience the now present. Sit quietly, okay? And hear the sounds that are near you, the bird singing or a little computer hum, or hear whatever little sounds, sitting in the now present and becoming aware of your hands so they become tingly, a little bit tingly, delicately tingly and a little bit warm. And you close your eyes and you watch the little pixels on the inside of your eyelids. It's so simple. You just look at the inside of your eyelids. You'll see little pixels of light, little patterns of light. You just look at those. Now you're in the now present. Okay? And that's where you will find God. Now immediately, well, not immediately, but very soon, thoughts will try to snatch you away. Thoughts will try to snatch you away. So thoughts will rise. Your whole life you've been an escape artist. You have misused your body and misused your brain to escape. Your thoughts, well, they have comforted you, haven't they? They've been like a virtual little playground there where you imagine yourself being great and you have adventures and of romance and revenge. Romance and revenge, that's what your thoughts seem to turn around and like that, you see. And of course, trying to rearrange the past or planning and scheming for the future. And then when you keep messing up because you live in a virtual reality, you live in a fantasy land separated from reality. And so, of course, you're going to be make mistakes in reality because you're not connected. See, your intuition, see, wisdom, understanding. You know that's what people, they need love and understanding, don't they? Well, where does it come from? It comes from God. It comes from the timeless dimension. It comes, see, which becomes patience. See, when you find God, when you learn to be still, and you experience his presence in the present, then from him will come love. And the love will flow into you. Okay, you will feel warm, feel his love. And then his love becomes patience. Patience in your body and your mind and your nerves, and patience for other people, patience for your wife and your husband, and patience for your kids, and patience for yourself. So if you want this patience, so you can be patient with other people, patient with your kids and your partner, and patient with yourself, then may I suggest you learn how to become still. As a matter of fact, I have a very nice little free meditation. You can practice the art of sitting still and refining the presence in the present, refining the stillness from God, from which will come forth love and understanding, and in you it becomes patience.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible, and I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, so my question really is how can I get back on track, and not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted?
My real question is, why can't I hear his word? Sometimes I can't hear his word, and I am explaining to him and explaining and trying to tell him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
Good people looking for answers. And sometimes the answer is very simple. As simple as letting go of resentment and believing back into what you know in your heart. My name is Roland, and we're talking about happiness and joy and peace of mind and freedom. Remember I started talking about freedom? Would you like to find all of those? Well, I hope I've convinced you that your lack of those things in your life has something to do with your faulty way of reacting. Unfortunately, when you were a little child, you observed people, and they overreacted. They became angry, they became upset, they became excited, they yelled and screamed, and then they got bummed out, and they became depressed and miserable and unhappy and bitter. And you've seen all of that, see? But what you probably didn't have, or you may have had it, you may have known some people who were calm, patient. If you did, it was beautiful. Okay, and you liked that when you were a little child. You liked people that were patient and people who were calm. Okay, you liked it. But you need to find that for yourself now. You have to find it for yourself. Now remember I said that God lives in the timeless dimension. And from timelessness, see, from his stillness, from his love, when it flows into you, it becomes patience. When you experience his love, and you know that you have been forgiven, and you know that he is there, and you don't doubt it anymore, okay, then, and you experience his love in your being, you experience his warmth, okay. When you have been forgiven, then you can forgive others. Maybe it's hard for us to forgive others because they've been cruel and they've been mean. They've been vicious and they've been confusing. We find it hard to forgive them. But if you experience God's forgiveness for yourself, haven't you become cruel? Haven't you been vicious? Haven't you been angry and resentful? Haven't you been phony? See, when you begin to experience God's forgiveness, then you can forgive others. You'll see that they weren't deliberately being cruel or phony or mean. They were lost. They hadn't found the answer either. They were separate from their Creator. They didn't have peace of mind. All they ever knew was pressure, pressure, pressure. So now you can forgive them. You have been forgiven. Now you can forgive others. Okay? Then you will know. You will also know forgiveness for yourself. You'll be able to forgive yourself. See how beautiful it is? So, would you please find the stillness with the help of my little meditation? It really, really is helpful. Not just any meditation. Please understand that not just any meditation will do, because most meditations are just more of the same of what is, you know, like little kids. You know, if one scoop of ice cream is good, then two is better. That's the way little kids, that's the way the ego looks at things. If one cigarette is good, then two cigarettes is better. If one piece of chocolate is good, then five pieces of chocolate is really, really good. See, that's the way our ego is. Okay, so you just have to see that. It's kind of childish. Okay? So what you have to see is that more of the same, more visualization, more lost in fantasy, more trying to give yourself peace of mind. See, your ego can't give itself peace of mind. Your ego can't save itself. When you go floating off, you know, with visualizations and mantras and chanting and music and so on, you float away with those, it's just something else that's saving you from salvation. Those things save you from salvation. They keep you from, see, becoming still, in God's presence and experience His truth, His love. See? So, you need a meditation that helps you do that. And fortunately, it's very simple. One of the things I love about some of the Christian mystics, especially a nice lady like Madame Guyon, very beautiful lady, lived in France in the 1700s. She wrote some spiritual classics. She said that this way, this inner way of stillness, is available to anyone. You don't have to go study, and you don't even have to be smart. It's available for anyone. So give this little meditation a try, would you please? I think you'll be glad when you do. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of mind, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Make that a reality in your life. Make it happen, would you please? Try the meditation. My name is Roland. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.